Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devorah Bas Yechiel.
Be'er Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Be'shamay Omrim, Ein Neutlin Esa Eli, Likatsiv Olav Basir. You're not allowed to be metaltel this Eli, which is a fat slab of wood, which is used generally to chop wheat. And you're not allowed to use it for a tashmish that's mutar on Yomtiv, which is Likatsiv Olav Basir, and Be'solo Matirin. We already discussed in our Shir on Daf Yud that there's Machloikas Rashi and Toisvis. According to Rashi, the problem, Lefi Be'shamay, of being metaltel the Eli is because it's a Klisha Melachta L'Isser. Tosfos, on the other hand, over here on Daf Yud Aleph, explains, I'll be the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufchav Gimel Amud Aleph, that the problem is because it's Muksa, Machmas, Chesar, and Kis, which means that very expensive things, generally speaking, people are Miyachid Lamokim, and it's Aser Betiltel. The difference between the two is that a Klishim Lata Le'Isser is Mutar Letalta Letzerch Gufi Letzerch Mekoymai, and a Muksa, Machmas, Chesar, and Kis is not. And therefore it comes that, according to Rashi, Beis Shammai is mechadish over here, you're not allowed to be metaltal, a kli shemlachta le'isser, l'tzorich gufoy. And according to Tosfos, that we're talking about a kli that is muktzamach b'chsarin kis, so it comes at a special chiddush that lefi Beis Hillel, you're allowed to be metaltal, even muktzamach b'chsarin kis. And as we explained there, not only are you allowed to be metaltal it, because l'tzorich simchas yomtif, you're allowed to be metaltal muktzah, there's another chiddush, and that is that you're allowed to be mishtamish with muktzah, which is more chamer than being metaltal muktzah, as we explained there. And over here, since it has a Torah's kli, we allow you to be mishtamish with it, l'tzarech simchas yomtiv. Now the Rif and the Rosh paskin lahalacha like Rashi, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Tov Tzadik Tes, Sif Hei. Which means that we're really paskining l'kula, l'gabe, the question as to whether you could be metaltal, the Eli, even l'tzarech gufei, l'tzarech mekoymoi, when it's not a gesim chas yomtiv. Because Lafit Toisvis, that an Ali has a status of a Kli that's Muktza Machmas Chesar and Kis, and the only reason why Beis Hillel was Matar was because of Simchas Yomtif, then if you had some other Tzorich, like Tzorich Gufay or Tzorich Mekoymai, you would not be allowed to be Metaltal it. It's only Simchas Yomtif which would be Matar. However, according to Rashi, all we're saying in our Sug is that you're allowed to be Metaltal it, Tzorich Gufay, Tzorich Mekoymai, because it is a Kli Shemalata Le'Isser. Now, since they understand, like Rashi, that the Ali is only a Kli Shemalata Le'Isser, and it's not together a muktzah machmas chesar and kis, we theoretically have no makar that you would be allowed to be metaltal a muktzah machmas chesar and kis l'tzarech simchas yomtiv. We brought many makaris that Chazal were matir tiltal l'tzarech simchas yomtiv because tiltal muktzah is only a drabanan, and l'tzarech simchas yomtiv they were willing to be matir it. But muktzah machmas chesar and kis is a more severe form of muktzah, and perhaps Chazal weren't matter that tiltal l'tzarech simchas yomtiv. And since our sugya is not talking about chesar and kis, we really don't have any makar for that. So if you paskin like Rashi, you may not agree to the chiddush of Tosfos. However, the Magen Avraham writes over there in Simen Tov Tzadik Tes that Ledina, even all of these paiskim, the Rif and the Rosh and Shulchan Aruch, are moide that the heter of tiltal muktzah l'tzarech simchas yomtiv would be true even by muktzah machas chesar and kis. However, the Be'er Halacha brings the Chemed Moshe, who's mefakvik in this, and he's mechir from the Rambam that it's aser, and even has a diak from the Rashba and Avodas HaKodesh. So, l'halacha, we have two opinions as to whether the general heter of moving muktzah when you have simchas yomtiv needs is true even when it's muktzah machmas chesar and kis. The Mishnah continues, Ein noisin sa'or lefnei adarsan v'leag bienu elim kein yesh imoy kezayis boser. You're not allowed to place a piece of or a skin, the hide of an animal, in front of people to step on it, and you're also not allowed to pick it up unless it has gezayis basar. Now the question is, if you already tell me that it's usser to pick it up, what's the chiddush that you're not allowed to put it lifnei hadarson? Especially since, as we learned on Daf Yud, that putting it lifnei hadarson has the added problem of mechzi ki ibud. It looks like you're involved in the tanning process. So the Meiri says that even though we already learned that le'ag bienu, elim ken yesh imoy kezayis basar, you're not allowed to pick it up, so you see that it's usser betiltal, there's an added chiddush in saying, ein nois lifnei hadarson, because the Isser, Lefnei Adarsan, is Usser even if there is a Kazayis Basar, according to him. So the way you read the Mishnah is, a Noisner Sa'ar Lefnei Adarsan, you're not allowed to put the Ar in front of the Darsan at all, and you're not allowed to pick it up, you're not allowed to do tilt unless it has a Kazayis Basar. Meaning to say that even with a Kazayis Basar, it's going to be Usser to put it Lefnei Adarsan because of the Mechzi Ki'ibud. However, the Ra'ah has a different explanation as to what the Chiddush of a Nois Nesar Lefnei Adar Son is. He says that we can explain the Chiddush of a Nois Nesar Lefnei Adar Son without getting into tiltal problems. That if there's an oifen of placing it Lefnei Adar Son even without having to be metaltalit in the conventional sense, it's also going to be also because of the Mechzik Ki'ibur. How is it possible to be Nois Lefnei Adar Son without being metaltal? He explains that at the moment you are skinning the animal, b'shas hefshet ha'or, you're holding on to it already. If it wouldn't be for the iser of mechzik ibud, it would be mutter to place it lefnei adarsan, even if it's aser midin tiltol muktzah to be yagbienu, you're lo yagbienu elam kinyeshi mikazayis basar, because you're not allowed to be metatl it, but placing it lefnei adarsan b'shas the hefshet of the ur does not constitute a problem of tiltal. Now, there are two ways to understand what he means. One way is to understand that he's imagining that you're doing the hefshet in the place where you have to put it down lefnei adarsan, and therefore you're not doing any extra tiltal other than the actual hefshet which you're allowed to do lechatchila. However, from the lashon it's mashma that he holds the moment I take off the ur from the animal, since I'm already holding onto it, I'm allowed to put it down wherever I want. Even though tiltal with such a thing is usr, but he holds that a tiltal, when you're already holding the item, is mutter, and instead of putting it down in the place where you're standing, you can go and put it lefnei adarsan. And this is actually a machlokes, which we mentioned already, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that there's a big machlokes at poiskim, when you're holding muktza, other than the muktza of kli shemalachta le'isr, would it be mutter now to continue holding it and being metaltal it, or do you have to put it down immediately? Because Tosfos over there in Daf Gimel Amud Beis explains that if you started being metaltal muktza, like a klishim lachta le'isr, because you needed it, l'tzerch gufay, l'tzerch mekaymoy, then it's mutter to continue moving it and put it wherever you want to. And there's a question as to whether the rule of Tosfos applies even to other muktze, or it's only said by klishim lachta le'isr that you started being metaltal beheter, l'tzerch gufay, l'tzerch mekaymoy. The Gaon, in Yerideh Simen Reish Samach Vav, in Sifkat and Gimel, says that it's really usr to be metaltal any other form of muktze. A klishim lachta le'isr, we allow you to be metaltal, to continue being metaltal once you started already, since klishim lachta le'isr is not muktzah mamish, it's only a special isr gzeris kalim. And the gedder of that isr is that you're not allowed to be metaltal shaloi l'tzorich. That's why there's a special heter when it's l'tzorich gufay l'tzorich mekaymai. So, since you started being metaltal l'tzorich gufay or mekaymai, it's not considered shaloi l'tzorich Shabbos. And the end of your tiltal is nigrar, it's nimshach after the beginning of your maisa tiltal. But by mukta mamish, like a sakin shalmila, which is mukta machmas chasarn kis, so it's a more severe form of mukta like we explained earlier, and that's why it's usr even to move it letzerch gufa letzerch mekaymoy. If let's say you started moving it because of a heter, like you had a mila that day, so you started being metaltalit, you're not allowed to go and put it wherever you want to. You have to put it down immediately after you finish the mila. And that's the psak of the Gaon over there, Reish Samach Vav in Yerideya Hilchas Mila, deloy kedivrei haramah. The Ramah's psak is that you're allowed to be metaltalit and put it wherever you want. So the mashmos of the Ra'ah is that he holds like this Ramah, because the Ur is doesn't have a kezayis basar, is muktzah machmas gufay. It's not just a klishim lach le'isr, it's real muktzah. And yet he's saying that once I'm holding it, b'shas, the hefshet of the Ur, I can now take it and put it down wherever I want to, even lefnei adarsan, were it not for the special isr of mechzi ki'ibur. So you see that he holds that once you're holding muktzah, even if it's not just the muktzah of klishim lach le'isr, you're allowed to continue to be metatla and put it down wherever you want to. And the Gemara says, Tana v'shavin she'im katzav alav basar she'asal l'tatlai. Even though we said there's machlekes be'shamayim be'silo concerning moving the eli l'katzav alav basar, nevertheless, even be'silo that are matir are only matir to be metatlit before your katzav alav basar. However, if katzav alav basar, if you did it already, then it's asal l'tatlai. Now, according to Rashi, who understands that all an eli is a klisha malachta le'isr, and the heter that Beisilah are matir l'taltloi is because klishim lach le'isr is mutter l'tzorich gufay, then when the Braisa says v'shavin shem katzav alav basar she'asal l'taltloi, we mean mechama l'tzel, meaning if you would be moving this eli because you need to be mishtamish with the mukim that it's occupying, then of course it's mutter. You're allowed to be metatel klishim lach le'isr, not only l'tzorich gufay, rather even letzerch mekoymoy. So, but mechama letzel, which means for the purpose of the kli itself, not for your purposes, not because you need to use it for something or because you need to use its place, that is usser by kli shemalachter leisser. So, what the Braisa essentially is saying is that since you don't no longer have a tzerch gufa, you're not allowed to be metaltel anymore this eli. But of course, if you would now need it letzerch gufa mekoymoy, even if it doesn't involve Simchas Yom Tov, like your original need of being metaltel lekatzev ala baser, it still would be mutter. So when the Braisa says v'shavin shem katzev ala baser, that it's aser, betiltel is slightly lavdafka, because it doesn't mean that as long as you finish being metaltel ala baser, as long as your needs of Simchas Yom Tov are over, it will be aser, because it still could be mutter if you have any other tzarech gufa yitzarech mekaymot. However, according to Tosfos, that the reason why you're not allowed to be metaltel lefi Beis Shammai is because it's muktza machmas chasarin kis. And even so, Beis Hillel are matir, because they say letzorich simchas yom tif, you're allowed to be metaltel even a muktza machmas chesaron kis. Then the Braisa says dafka, because when it says v'shavin shem katzav lav basar, the only thing that's matir the tiltel is simchas yom tif. So if you finish servicing the needs of simchas yom tif, then it's finished. You're not allowed to be metaltel it anymore, even if you would have some other tzorich. Now the Taz in Yeridei, Simi Reish Samach Vav, asks on the Shittas that hold that a Sakin Shel Mila, when you had a bris that day to perform, as soon as the bris is over, you're not mechuyev to stop being metaltel it. And not because of the time that we mentioned earlier that once you're holding it, you're allowed to continue being metaltel it. Even if you were to put it down, it remains mutter betiltel the rest of Shabbos. Because the way that muktzah works is that you're makta das from something when Shabbos comes in. Since in this scenario, you had a mitzvah milah to do that Shabbos, so it wasn't muktzah this Shabbos. And the Taz asks on that shita from our Gemara, because it says that even though the Eli was mutter to use until you're in Koytzev Alav Basar, but once you finish being Koytzev Alav Basar, it becomes Aser B'Tiltel. However, the Nekudas HaKesef says that there's a big chilik. Because if you learn over here like Rashi, that we're talking about a klisha melachta le'isser, then the chatchila, you only had a heter to move a letzerch gufa letzerch mekaymai. And like we said, once that's finished, there's no reason that why you should be allowed to be metaltel any different than any other klish melatel iser. So when the iser mukta is built on haktsah midaitai, the person is makta das from it, then we could say that when you have a certain heter, you're not makta das because you're allowed to be metaltel, and therefore going into Shabbos, you already have your das for the entire Shabbos. Masha ein kein, when it comes to klish melatel iser, you're not makta das from it at all. It's just xeris kalim. You're not allowed to be metaltel for certain tzrachim. Letzerch gufa, letzerch mekaymai, you're allowed to be metaltel, but for the tzrach of the kli, you're not allowed to be metaltel. Therefore, you can't say that just because your tzrach went away, then it should remain mutter betiltel, because your original heter was programmed into the Xeris Kalim, and we only gave you a heter metaltel letzerch gufay or letzerch mekaymai. The Gemara continues, and it says, Amar Abaya, machloik es be'eli, avo betavre garmi divre akoil mutter. The whole machloik between Beshabe and Beshil is only by this eli, which is made for the iser of grinding wheat, or chopping up wheat into different parts. However, a kli that's specifically designated for the purpose of breaking the bones of an animal, so the mekatzel abasar is its primary function. So of course everybody would agree. Says the Gemara Pshita. That's Pashat Eli Tanan. It says in the Mishnah Eli, and the whole reason why Beis Shammai Aser is because it's something that's made for the purpose of chopping up wheat. But if it was something that's made for what you want to do, for being katzavol of busters, then everybody would agree. There's no chiddush in that. The Gemara answers, Maura Tema, I might say, Hu adin dafilu taver garmi. Even if the kli is designated for breaking bones, there's also a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. V'hadik tani eli le'diach ha'koichin de Beis Hillel. The reason why we choose this clue, which is melachta le'iser, is to tell me that the chiddush of Beis Hillel is that it's mutter even in such a case. Dafilu dover shemelachta le'iser nami sharu. So kamash malon that Beis Shammai to agree by a taver garmi. Now lefi this havamina that their machlokes is even by a taver garmi. And Beis Shammai, the reason why the Aser Rashi explains is because, like the Gemara is going to soon explain in the second Lashon, that even though it's a taver garmi, so it's melachta leheter, nevertheless Beis Shammai have a chashash that the person's going to change his mind and use it afterwards as an eli. The reason, though, why the Mishnah chose to bring their machlokes down in a case of an eli is loydiach hakoychen de Beis Hillel, to tell me that Beis Hillel who are matir even by an eli. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara is that lohidiach ha'koichan de Beis Hillel da afilu dover shemalachta le'iser nami sharu. That they're even matir by a dover shemalachta le'iser. Now this Lashon is very much mashma like Rashi's has been in the Gemara and not Tosfos. Because as we explained already, Rashi learns that the reason why Beis Shammai say that an Eli is Aser B'Tiltel is because the Kli Shemalat L'Isser. And they hold that Kli Shemalat L'Isser is Aser to Metatel even L'Tzarech Gufay and L'Tzarech Mekoymei. Comes along Beis Hillel and they say you're allowed to be Metatel it because L'Tzarech Gufay and L'Tzarech Mekoymei you're allowed to be Metatel. And then it makes sense what the Gemara is saying, that we're coming to tell you that even an Eli, which is Melat L'Isser, you're allowed to be Metatel because of L'Tzarech Gufay and L'Tzarech Mekoymei. Then the Gemara's Lashon makes sense. However, according to Tosfos, the reason why Beis Shammai say that it's Aser is because of the din of Muktzah Machmas Chasaron Kis. So when the Gemara explains that the reason why we chose to talk about an Eli as opposed to a Taver Garmi is Loidiach HaKoichon to Beis Hillel, that even in a case of Eli they're Matir, then we have to ask, Mimonavshach, is a Taver Garmi something that people are Miyachid LaMakim? It's something that has Chasaron Kis, it's something that people are Makbid on and they don't move it. Then it should be just as usser as an Eli. There shouldn't be any difference between a Taver Garmi and an Eli. And if a Taver Garmi is something that doesn't have Chasaron Kis, it's not very expensive and it's something that people are not Miyachid LaMakim, then the Gemara should not have stressed the fact that the Eli is Malach De'L'Isser. What the Gemara should have said is, Lo'idicha Koichon De'Beis Hillel, that they're matir, something like an Eli, which is Chasaron Kis, which is people are Miyachid LaMakim, they're Makbidon. Why does the Gemara say, Lo'idicha Koichon De'Beis Hillel, that Afilu Dover Shemalach De'L'Isser Namisharu? Afilu Dover Shemalach De'L'Isser Namisharu makes it sound like the whole reason, according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to be Metatel is because it's a Kli Shemalach De'L'Isser, not because of Chasaron Kis. So it would seem that you have to say that even a Taver Garmi is something that has Chasaron Kis, people are Miyachid LaMakim, and they don't move it. However, you see from our Gemara, like the Yesoid of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Simon Shin Ches, he's mechadish that the din of Muktza Machmas Chasaron Kis is said only when it's a Kli Shemalach L'Isser, not by Kli Shemalach L'Heter. Suppose you have a Kli that's very expensive and people ordinarily don't move it, as long as the tafkid of that Kli, its function is something that's Malach L'Heter, it's not Aser B'Tiltel. The din Muktza Machmas Chasaron Kis is dafka said when it's Malach L'Isser and it's something that people are Miyachid L'Mokim. And therefore the Gemara, when explains the reason why we said the Machlok is in the case of Eli as opposed to Taver Garmi, the Gemara says both of them are Chasaron Kis. But I would have thought that the Beis Hillel are only Matir in a case of Taver Garmi because of Malach L'Heter. Kamash Balad, the Beis Hillel, Mishum Simchas Yomtev, they allow you to be Metaltal something that's Muks Machmas Chasaron Kis and is Malach L'Isser. The Gemara continues. Ika Diyami, there's another Lashon, Amar Abaye, Loi Nitzcha Ela Filu Taver Garmi Chareti. The Chiddush in saying that they only argue by an Eli, but by a Taver Garmi, everybody agrees is Mutter, is not for a regular Taver Garmi, but for a new Taver Garmi that has not been used yet for that purpose. Over there, there's a Chiddush in saying that Beis Shammai would be Matir its Tiltel, because Ma'udetema, I might think Mimluch Vloy Taver, the person will change his mind, and although he has already designated it for the purpose of cutting meat, which is Malach L'Heter, but he may decide now not to use it for that, because it's a Taver Garmi Chareti. Kamash Malon, that we're not chayish, that he's going to change his mind. Now there's machlokes rishonim, what exactly we're being chayish. The person has been metaltlit, and we're worried that he's going to change his mind. What will then happen if he changes his mind? So Rashi says, Dilma baser de tiltla mimlech v'loy tavar, maybe after he moved it, he's going to change his mind and not break the bones, v'yishtakech de tarich b'chdi, and it'll turn out that he did a tircha for no reason. However, in the Chedushi HaRa'ah, he explains that Ma'udetema Mimuch V'loy Tavar, the problem, if he were to change his mind, would be not just that he did a tircha for no reason. Rather, he says that if he changed his mind, then it comes out that this was not a Kli Shemalachta L'Heter. Because after all, Beis Shammai are only Matir the Tiltel of a Taver Garmi because it's made for that purpose and it's a Kli Shemalachta L'Heter. If it's an Eli, then it's a Kli Shemalachta L'Isser and they don't allow you to be Metaltel. So if the person after his Tiltel changes his mind, it comes out that what he just was Metaltel was not a Dover Shemalachta L'Heter. Now it could be that the reason why Rashi doesn't agree to this approach is because Rashi holds that the fact that he changed his mind and decided not to use it for Taver Garmi does not mean that previously it wasn't a Taver Garmi. The person's mindset before was that he's going to use it to cut meat, in which case it did have a status of a Kli Shemalach D'L'Heter. So you can't say just because the person changed his mind and decided now that he's going to use it for other purposes that L'Mafreya turns into a Kli Shemalach D'L'Isser. Since the Gemara has said that Beis Shammai Shita is that they're not worried that a person is going to change his mind, Lamaskana, the Gemara asks from other places where it sounds like Beis Shammai are choishish that you're going to change the mind. One of those places is that Beis Shammai asks you to carry a sakin, Eitzel HaBehema, or Behema Eitzel Sakin, and Beis Hillel are Matir. And the reason why Beis Shammai asked her, because they're worried you're going to change your mind. Now, what's the problem if you change your mind? So here again, Rashi learns that we're talking about a case where the Sakin and the Behemah are far from each other, but it doesn't seem like they're in two separate Rishuyas. Rather, the problem is that maybe if he changed his mind, it turned out that he was Tereach for no reason. And you're not allowed to be Tereach on Yom Tov for no good reason. However, the Rashba says that according to that, the Gemara should have talked about the shear of how far they're not allowed to be from each other. Because that's Pashit, that if they're on two sides of one room and it's a small room, then you're allowed to bring the Sakin or the Behema one to the other. And therefore, the Rashba learns that the Issa that we're talking about is a Tzah. We're talking about where they're in two separate Rishuyas. And therefore, if you change your mind, it turns out that you did Oitzah Shalei L'Tzarech. Now, we can give two Hesberim why Rashi doesn't want to learn this way. Number one, there is the Kasha that the Tzlach asks, and that is, how could the Gemara ask a Kasha from the case of Emelichen, Sakin Eitzel Behema? If that's talking about an Issa D'Oraisa, the way the Rashba is learning, the Issa of Oitzah, then perhaps Beis Shammai are more machmer and they're worried about a person changing his mind when it comes to an Isser like Haitzah. Masha'en came the case of the Taver Garmi, the worst case scenario is that the person was over an Isser Rabbanan. So maybe the Rabbanan are less machmer. So it could be for this reason, Rashi didn't want to learn that we're talking about an Isser like Haitzah, because then the Gemara's Kasha wouldn't make sense. However, that leaves us wondering, that Lefi Rashi, what told the Gemara that the case of Beis Shammai, in which they aser, bring Moilach, the Sakin, Eitzel Behema, is talking about we're in the same Rishus, and then we can ask the Kasha from the case of Emelichen to the case of the Taver Garmi. Why don't you just learn that it's talking about the Isser Itzah, and then you don't have a Kasha? So Rashi may be right that from the Gemara's Kasha, you see that the Gemara understood we're talking about an Isser Rabbanan. But Hagufa, what was Megala to the Gemara that we're talking about the Issa D'Rabbanan? Maybe we're talking about an Issa D'Oraisa, and then there is no Kasha. So for this, we could say another Mahalach. Because there is a point that the Ran makes over here concerning the Issa of Haitzah. Because we know that in Hilchas Oichel Nefesh, there's a distinction between Machshirei Oichel Nefesh and Tikkun Oichel Nefesh itself. And that is that when you're being misakin something for Oichel Nefesh, for example, a person is cooking something, you're allowed to do the malacha on Yom Tov, whether or not it was possible to do the malacha before Yom Tov. Masha'enkein machshirei Oichel Nefesh, which is preparations for Oichel Nefesh, you're only allowed to do them on Yom Tov if it was impossible to do it before Yom Tov. So the Ran asks, why would it be mutter over here, even according to Beis Hillel, to be moilich the behema etzel sakin or the sakin etzel behema? This seems to be something that you could have done before Yom Tov. And the Ran answers that halacha sakin etzel behema or vice versa is considered like oichel nefesh atzmai, not like machshirei oichel nefesh. Sharpening of a knife, for example, would be considered machshirei oichel nefesh, but being moilich the sakin etzel behema is not called machshirei oichel nefesh. That is called a cheluk of the oichel nefesh itself. And Avnei Nezer in Siman Tov Vav Ois Yud Beis explains that since no tikkun is being done to the sakin, rather you're just bringing it closer to the behema. So the hiskarvus of the sakin to the behema is looked at no differently than bringing the behema to the sakin. And when you bring the behema to the sakin, that's considered as askus with the thing that you're using for the oichel nefesh. So that's called the tikkun of the oichel nefesh as opposed to machshirei oichel nefesh. So when you're being misakin the sakin, you're sharpening it, you're fixing it up, that's preparing yourself to do the act of oichel nefesh. But when you're enabling the actual shchita by bringing them close to each other, that is considered oichel nefesh atzmai. However, the Magen Avram in Siman Tov Tzadik Ches, Sif Katan Gimel, explains differently. He says that there are shitas that hold that even by Oichel Nefesh Atzmoy, when it's possible to do it from before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Nevertheless, Haitzah is different. Because Haitzah, he says, is a Malacha Gerua, like Tosi says in Daf Beis, it's less of an accomplishment, and therefore, we're quicker to be Matir on Yom Tov for Oichel Nefesh, and therefore we're matter even if it's something that you could have done before Yom Tov. So that gives us two Hesberim in explaining the Ran. Either you explain it to Avnei Nezer that this is called Oichel Nefesh Atzmai and not Machshirei Oichel Nefesh, or you explain like Magen Avram that even if it's called Machshirei, but Haitzah is different. However, it's possible that Rashi doesn't accept either of these two pshatim. Rashi does not agree with the Ran, and Rashi holds that Haitzah would not be mutter in the event that you could have done it before Yom Tov. Because it could be that he holds that Haitzah is considered Machshirei Oichel Nefesh, and he doesn't agree that Haitzah would be different than any other Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. Therefore, Rashi explains that we're talking over here about the Inyan of Tircha. Besides, it's not like the Gemara gives any indication that we're talking dafka about two Rishuyas. It says just the simple Eimei Lichen without specifying that we're talking about in two separate Rishuyas. The Gemara brings down a brisa with regards to the Sefer of our Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that Beshamai Aser, putting the Ur Lefnei Adarson and moving the Ur, unless there's a Kazayas Basar on that Ur. Beisilu are matter both cases. The brisa says, Veshaven, both Beshamai and Beisilu agree, Shemolchen ala Basar Litzli. You're allowed to put salt on Basar that's on this Ur, as long as it's the amount of Melach, the amount of salt that you put on for Tzli. And Abaye comes and says that Loishanu el litzli av lekedera loy kedera you put more salt on. The Gemara says pshita litzli tanan hakamash belon dafil litzli kein kedera usser. Meaning to say that you're not allowed to put a tremendous amount of salt on this piece of busser, but you're allowed to put the minimal amount of salt, enough for a normal tzli, even according to Beis Shammai. Now, there are two ways in the Rishonim that we find to explain why you're allowed to put melach on. Usually putting melach on Ur constitutes the meleches ma'abed. You're being ma'abed the Ur, you're tanning the Ur by putting salt on it. It's part of the process of Ibud, and it's actually one of the lamates melachas. The Rashba learns that the amount of melach that you put on for tzli does indeed constitute Ibud. It will provide us with the effect of tanning the Ur. Nevertheless, it's still mutter over here. And that is because you're not doing it in the regular way. You're doing it kala'achar yat, because you're not putting the salt directly on the Ur. You're being moilich the piece of meat. Whenever you do a melacha d'oraisa kala'achar yat, it's only asur midrabbanan. The rabbanan were matir to do the melicha in this way because of simchas yomtiv, because we're afraid that if a person will not be allowed to do the melicha of the Ur in this fashion, he's not going to be nimna from simchas yomtiv. He's not going to shech the behemoth to begin with, because he's going to end up losing the Ur, because the Ur will become nifsad. It's going to be ruined if you don't preserve it through the melicha process. Now, even though when you do the melicha l'kedera, you're also doing it kala achayad, nevertheless, the rabbanim weren't matir, because you don't need to be melicha that much in order to preserve it. It won't become nifsad, it won't get ruined if you have the minimal amount of melicha, the hain of the melicha l'tzli, and therefore the rabbanim had no reason to be matir the ibud kala achayad of kein kedera. However, in the Ra'ah, it's mashma that the reason why they were matir when you're doing melicha kein tzli, but not melicha l'kedera, is because melicha l'tzli is such a minimal amount that it's not even considered ma'abed. It will not provide you with the effect of ibud. It may preserve it enough that it won't become nifsad, but that's not called ibud, and therefore the rabbanon were matir. So it's not because it is ibud just as kalach hayad, rather because it's not ibud. The Braisa says, Tan Rabbanan ein moilchen es hachalavim ve'ein mehapchen behen. So you're not allowed to salt the chalavim on yomtif, and that of course is because you're being ma'abed, but ve'ein mehapchen behen. You're not allowed to preserve chalavim al yidei being mehapich them. Being mehapich them means turning them over so that the bottom part, which was not being exposed to wind, will now become exposed to the wind, and that would preserve it more. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Tzadik Tes explains that this is also a form of being ma'abed, because it's a process of being mesakein the chalavim, just like ma'abed mamish does. The Meiri says it a little bit differently. He says that the reason why you're not allowed to be mehapach is because there's a gzeira that you're going to come to be moilich them. The Rishonim discuss why would it be mutter to be metaltal these chalavim. After all, they're not roy for Michael, and therefore they should be considered muktzah. The Gois Hashvi says the reason why you're allowed to be metaltal them is because they're roy for hadlaka. You could use them on yomtif to light a fire and fuel a fire with them, and therefore they're not muktza. Furthermore, he says, it's daite alehem latzniyam shaloi yoyvedu. His das is on these chalavim because he wants to make sure that they don't become nifsad. The Meiri, on the other hand, says the reason why they're not muktza is because they're royal klovim. So even though the person eventually doesn't plan on giving them to the klovim, but since it's royal klovim, they're not muktza. The Ra'ah actually holds that they are muktzah, and it's the same shita of the Ra'ah that we mentioned in the Mishnah, who says that although it is muktzah, once you're holding it already, it's mutter to continue being metaltal it. So that means that the Braisa has to be said in a new kimta. The Braisa is talking about where you're carrying them already, you're holding the chalavim, which apparently you're allowed to do since you shechted it and you took off the skin and the chalavim are there. Once you're holding them, you're allowed to continue the tiltal, like we explained already in the Mishnah. The Shita of the Ra'ah is that you're allowed to continue moving muktzah once you have it in your hand already. The Gemara brings down the memory of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Moilech Adam Kama Chatiches Basar Bevas Achas, Afalpi She'en Etzarech Elol Chaticha Achas. A person is allowed to be Moilech many Chatiches at once, even though all he needs is really one Chaticha. Now that's talking about where he's doing one pu'ula. He's doing in one act, he's being meleach all of these chatichas. comes along Rav Ada bar Ava and is mechadish a step further. Rav Ada bar Ava marim umalach garma garma. He would go and be melech one chaticha, and after he'd be melech that chaticha, he would say, I don't really want it. I want a different chaticha. Then he would be melech that chaticha and discard it as well. And this way he would preserve all the chatichas. Now the first step, how you're allowed to be melech all of the chatichas together, Rashi says, because the chad tircha l'kulu. So they were matter you to do it in a way that you're being terech only with one tircha for all of the chatichas, and that doesn't pose a problem of being melech on Yom Tov. However, Rav Ada's Eitzah of being Marim Umalach Garma Garma is something that is difficult to understand, being that in the Gemara later on, Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, we learned that you cannot do a Harama, make a trick, be Mevashal Miyam Tov L'Shabbos, if you did not do an Erev Tavshilin, and you can't say, well, I'd like to use this Chaticha today and then discard it and use it for Shabbos. And Rashi and Tosfos later on, Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, ask this theory. How come over there we don't allow for harama? And in our Gemara we see that we allow you to do this harama. And they answer that over here it's different since it's only an Issa Drabbanan, because in Eichlin there's no real Ibud. So you're not being over an Issa Daraisa like you are over there when you do Bishul. Furthermore, it says Tosfos over there that in the Gemara over there, you had an option. You could have done an Erev on Erev Yom Tov. You would have done an Erev Tavshilin, you would have had no problem. Mashenken over here, there was no Eitzah on Erev Yom Tov to take care of the problem of Ibud. The Rashba in the Chedushim says a similar thing. He says that since it didn't come through the person's Pshia over here, we allow you to do the Harama. The Mardechai in Siman Tov Resh Chavav says that the fact that it says over here you're allowed to do Harama is only true for a Tzuvim Rabbanan. A person who is a Talmud Chacham is allowed to do Harama, but not others. However, the Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Tzadik Tes says that it doesn't seem like that from the other Paiskim. Interestingly enough, though, the Pri Chadosh in Siman Tov Kuf, Sivkat and Hay says that the Rambam holds this way because the Rambam doesn't bring Rav Ada's Memra, and he wants to say it's because he holds that other than a Tzuvim Rabbanan, nobody else is allowed to be Samech on this Harama. However, he says that the Rif and the Rosh and Tosfos, the Rashba, they all seem to hold that Harama helps for everybody. So, of course, according to the Mardechai, we can answer the Kasha that Rashi and Tosfos asking Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, why it is that Ligabi Erev Tavshilin, we see that we don't allow for Harama. The answer is that over there we're talking about Stama person. Over here we're talking about a Tzuvim Rabbanan, and a Tzuvim Rabbanan is allowed to do the Harama. Now, Tosfos in our sugya sounds like they don't agree to what Tosfos says over there in the sugya Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, because Tosfos over here in Dibur HaMaschil Marim says, V'chein regilum ha'olam shema'arimim v'oichlen ma'at ben ha'tarnegoyles v'oichlen ha'kovet. Now, according to the Girsa of the Bach, you're supposed to be goyish shema'arimim v'tsoylim v'oichlen ma'at ben ha'tarnegoyles v'oichlen ha'kovet, which means that Tosfos is not talking at all about doing melicha. Rather, Tosfos is talking about the melacha of tzliya, which is bishul. And now Tosfos on Daf Yud Zayin Mabez says that the difference between our sugya and over there is that our sugya is talking about an issa drabbanan of ibud drabbanan, and over there we're talking about the iser bishul, which is deraisa. Says the Beis Meir in Siman Tov Kuf Gimel that the terence that Tosfos and Rashi over there in Daf Yud Zayin say to be mechalik between melicha and bishul is only true when you end up not eating at all from the thing that you are marim with. In other words, if a person does melicha to one chaticha, like Rav Ada did, and he's not toyim that chaticha at all, he says, I don't need this anymore, and he goes to a different chaticha, that type of harama is said only legabe drabbanans, like ibud oichlum, which is only asamid drabbanan. By a deraisa, we wouldn't say that. So if a person is mevashal one kedera, and then discards it and says, I don't need this, and mevashal different kedera, that would be usser. However, if the person is tayim from the kedera, or like in the case of a person being toila a chicken, the toys is discussing, where he is tayim the kaved, then it's mutter even by a deraisa. Now, of course, according to Tosfos' second teretz over there that we mentioned earlier, that over there it's a special din because the person was Peshaya, he could have been Ma'arev before Yom Tov, the Kasha doesn't start. Because over here, the person wasn't Peshaya at all. The Mishnah says, B'shamay Omrim e Mesalkin esatrisim b'Yom Tov b'Sol Matirin af lahachzir. We're talking, of course, about chanuyas that are not attached to the ground, and the trisin are those doors that you take off to put schoira on. The reason Beis Shammai say that you're not allowed to take them off on Yom Tov is Machlokes Rishonim. According to the Rashba and the Meiri, the reason is because Beis Shammai hold that Yesh Binyan Ustiru Bekelim, and that's not something that you could be Matir Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. The Sfas Emes, however, is Medayik from the Arzarua, which is brought in Shukli Giborim, Dafhem Bez and Dap Be'arif, that Beishamai's reason is not because they hold Yesh Binyan Ustir Bekalim, but rather because they have a chshash that you're going to stick it in very hard. So because of a gzera, chshash, Shema Yitka, Beishamai are not willing to be matir Mishum Simchas Yomtiv. Beis Hillel matir and Afla Hachzir. As the Gemara explains, Beis Hillel are matir even putting it back, although that doesn't involve Simchas Yomtiv, but it's a heter Soifa Mishum Tchilosan. As the Gemara explains, Amar Ulo Shloisha Dvarim Hitiru Soifa Mishum Tchilosan. Three things they were matir, the end, in order to facilitate the beginning, because if you don't allow a person to do what happens at the end, then he may be Nimna from Simchas Yomtiv L'chatchila. What are they? The first one is Ur Lefnei Adarson, that you're allowed to put the Ur down for people to step on it, because if you don't allow the person to do that, the Ur will become Nifsad, and then it'll be Nimna from Simchas Yomtiv if you won't shecht it l'chatchila. On this, the Gemara asks that it's a Beferish Mishnah. We learned already in the last Mishnah that Ein Nois Nesa Ur Lefnei Adarson V'lei Yagbienu Elam Kein Yesh Yimek Zaris Basar. That's Beishamishitu Beisil Matirin. So why does Ula have to Mechadish to us over here that Beisil is Matir Soifim Mishum Tchilosan? The answer the Gemara gives is that I may think that the reason why Beisil are Matir putting the Ur Lefnei Adarson is not because they were Matir Soifim Mishum Tchilosan, rather because it's Chazi L'mizga Alayhu. It's mutter to be metaltal the Ur, and it's also mutter to put Ulfnei Adarsan because it's ro'oi for people to lean on it, to sit on it, and use it as a carpet. And that seems to take care of the problem both of muktzah, that it's considered roi l'mizga layu, so it has a teres kli, and it's not aser betiltal, and also the iser of mechzi ki ibud also doesn't apply if it's roi l'mizga layu, because then it doesn't look like a person's doing tanning, it doesn't look like he's doing ibud, rather it looks like he's just using it as a carpet. Says the Gemara that if that would be the heter, then it would be mutter even if the person took the ur off of the animal before yomtiv. It's only now that we're explaining that the reason why you're allowed to put the ur lefnei adarsan is because they were matir soifan mishum tchilasan, that we understand that it's only a heter if you were mafshit the animal on yomtiv. Because then there's a need to be matir the person to put it lefnei adarsan. Because then if we don't allow the person to put it down lefnei adarsan, then he's going to be nimna from Simchas Yomtiv, he won't shechter on Yomtiv. But suppose the person did everything before Yomtiv, then there would be no need to be matir putting it lefnei adarsan on Yomtiv. Now there's machlekes rishonim, how much do we need to have been done on Yomtiv? Is it that we need that he shechted the animal on Yomtiv and also did the hefshit, then it's mutter to put the Ur Lefnei Adarsan? But if the Shechita was done mib'oid yoim, then they were not matir putting the Ur Lefnei Adarsan. Or do we say that even if the Shechita was done mib'oid yoim, as long as the Hefshit, taking off the skin of the animal, was done on Yomtif, you have a Heter to put it Lefnei Adarsan? The Beis Yosef Siman Tov Tzadik Tes brings down that the Rosh and the Tor hold, in such a case will be Usser. If the person did the Shechita mib'oid yoim, and it was the Hefshit that he did on Yomtif, then you're not allowed to put it Lefnei Adarsan. However, the Rambam holds that even if it was Nishlam, but Yom, if the Hefshu was done on Yomtiv, then it's Mutter. The Magen Avraham explains that the reason why the Rosh holds that it's Usser is because a person on Erev Yomtiv, knowing that he's not going to be able to put the Ur Lefnei Adarsan on Yomtiv, is not going to deter him from doing the Shechita, because he knows that he has the option of taking the skin off before Yomtiv. Therefore, he says, if the person shechted it very close to Yomtiv, and there was not enough time for him to take the skin off, then it would be mutter to put the Ur Lefnei Adarsan. Because the whole svara behind the Rosh is that anybody shechting it on Erev Yomtif is not going to have the problem with the knowledge that he cannot put the Ur Lefnei Adarsan, because he'll make sure to take care of that before Yomtif. Therefore, if it's close enough to Yomtif that he won't have that option, of course, it's still going to be mutter. And it comes out according to this that the Rambam, who argues and says that it's mutter even when you shechted it on Yomtiv, has to be talking about even a case where he shechted it with plenty of time to take the Ur off of the animal. Because as long as the hefshit was done on Yomtiv, they were matir putting the Ur lefnei hadarsan. The Beis Yosef is actually medayek from the Lashon of Rashi in Dibra Maschav Afilo Me'erev Yomtiv. The Rashi explains that the Havamina, that it's not because of itiru soifa mishum tchilosan, rather because chazil mizgalayu, and therefore says the Gemara that it would be mutter to do it even if it was me'erev yomtiv. Rashi says va'afilu me'erev yomtiv shehufshit mibo'id yoin, which means that only according to the Havamina, it's mutter even if it was hufshit, even if you took off the skin before yomtiv. But according to the Maskana, it sounds like all you would need is that was hufshit on yomtiv, even if the shechita took place on erev yomtiv, like the Shita Sarambam. However, the Tzlach says that that can't be pshat in Rashi, because Rashi holds that even actual meleches oichel nefesh that was possible to do on Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. That's Rashi in the beginning of Perek Ein Sodin. So therefore, there would be no heter if you could have done it before Yom Tov, like the Shitza Rambam. It would have to be that Rashi agrees to the Rosh that if you had time on Erev Yom Tov to take it off, you would have had to do that. And he explains Rashi when he says Shehufshim B'Yoyim, that Rashi's Shita is that if you shechted it on Erev Yom Tov and you didn't take off the skin on Erev Yom Tov, then you would be usher to take off the skin. So we wouldn't even discuss taking the Ar and putting it Lefnei Adarsin. The Meiri actually also learns with us Rashi that he would not be Matir putting the Ar Lefnei Adarsin in such a case. His Lashon is Va'af B'Shek Doyle Rabban and Pirshu Sham. Or shehufshit me erev yomtiv lav dafka ela kol sheshachad me be'erev. As long as you shechted it on erev yomtiv, afapi shehufshit be yomtiv aser. Even though the hefshit taking off the skin was done on yomtiv, it's aser ela sheefsher dafka b'shahiyah shehus me be'erev lav shita. It could be, he says, that that's only where there was enough time to take off the skin, like the shita of the rush. And if you had enough time before yomtiv to take the skin off, there's no heter to then go and put the Ar Lefnei Adarsin. But if there was no time left, then you're allowed to do the hefshit and then put the Ar Lefnei Adarsin, as we explained in the Shitas HaRosh, al pi the Magen Avraham. Now, as far as the Hesber and the Rambam, why would the Rambam allow you to do the hefshit and then go put the Ar Lefnei Adarsin if the person had the option of doing that Me Erev Yomtiv? It could be that the Rambam holds that on a practical level, people still will not do the Shechita on Erev Yomtiv, knowing that they're mechuyev to do the Hefshit on Erev Yomtiv. And in the event that they'll do the Hefshit on Yomtiv, they won't be able to put the Ar Lefnei Adarsin. So it's kind of come Lidei Hefshit, and they want to be able to do the Hefshit later. And it could also be that although the person will not be Nimna from Shechting it, nevertheless, in the case where the person did leave it until Yomtiv, he's not going to do the Hefshit. He's going to be Nimna from Simchas Yomtiv. He won't end up eating any Basar because he won't do the Hefshit, because he knows now if he does the Hefshit, he won't be able to put the Ar Lefnei Adarsin, and that's going to be causing him to be Nimna from Simchas Yom Tov. So therefore the Rambam says that we want to make sure that the person does the Hefshit, and then we allow him to put the Ar Lefnei Adarsin. The second thing that Beis Hillel are matir soifim b'shum tchilasan is the trisim of the chanuyas that we learn about in our Mishnah. The Gemara asks that this is also b'feirish a Mishnah, and says the Gemara that I may have thought that the reason of Beis Hillel in the Mishnah is because they hold ein binyan b'kelim ve'ein stir b'kelim, and therefore afilo debatim nami, even the doors of tevois, of boxes that don't function as stores, rather they belong to the house, they're like a closet in the house or the like, I would say that it's mutter to be misalek and to be machzir those losos because you're not doing anything wrong. Kamash balon, that there is something wrong, but it's a special heter of soifa mishum tchilosan because of simchas yomtiv. Now, as far as what the iser would be without the heter of simchas yomtiv, and also what the iser is by the trisin of the batim, not chanuyos, we find a machlekes rishonim, and there is an afkamina. Tosfos learns that even though there's no iser of binyan stir b'kelim, nevertheless, it's usher because of a gzeira of Shema Yitka. Maybe you're going to stick it in very hard. However, from the Lashon of Rashi, in Dibur Maschil, De'ein Binyan Bekelim, it's mashma that the Isser is an Isser of Binyan Vistira Midrabanan. That even though Ein Binyan Vistira Bekelim Midrabanan, but the Rabanan came along and asked that. Because the Lashon of Rashi is Kamashmalan Ula, the Afagav De'ein Binyan Vistira Bekelim, Ka Asrile Beisilim Midrabanan. It sounds like what he's saying is that although there is no binyan ustir b'kelim, still there's an isser drabanan to do binyan ustir b'kelim. And that's how the Rosh Yosef is medayik from the Rashi. It does seem like the Arzarua in Hilchos Erev Shabbos, Simon Chavtes, understands Bedas Rashi. The Lashon of the Ben Chananel is also very much mashma that the isser is because midrabanan there is binyan ustir b'kelim. And what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be by the trisim of batim, is there an isser to take them off or only an isser to put them back on? If the reason why it's us is because of Gzeirah Shema Yitka, maybe you're going to stick it in very hard, then that would seem to be only an Isser, Ligabe Chazar, Ligabe putting it back. We're worried that when you're assembling it, you're going to do it in a way that it's considered a real Asiyas Kli, you're doing it hard, and then you may be over a Makabe Patish. But when you're taking it off, there is no Gzeirah Shema Yitka, like it's before in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Bez Mebez. And indeed, the Meiri over here says that taking it off would be mutter, because the Meiri understands that the whole reason why it's aser is because of Shemayitka. And when the Gemara is comparing and contrasting Trisim of the Chanuyas, the Trisim of Batim, and saying that only Trisim Chanuyas we were matir, but not Trisim of Batim, we're referring to Chazara, that by Trisim of Chanuyas we were matir, Soifon, the Hainu, putting it back, Mishum Tchilason. Masha'enkein shel batim, we weren't matir the soifon, putting it back. But chilason, taking it off, there would be no iser. And in the Sharatzion, in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Tes, Sifkot and Dalet, he brings down that that's the sheet of the Marshal, and the Taz, that taking it off, is mutter. However, the Sharatzion says that from the Lashon of Rashi, in the Ramaschal, the Ein Binyan Bekelem, the Rashi that we mentioned earlier, it's mashba that lamaskana, it would be usher to take it off as well. Because Rashi, when he's explaining the Gemara's Havamina, that had Ula not been Mechadish, that the reason for Beis Hillel is because of Tiru, Soifa Mishum Tchilosan, then we would have said, because Ein Binyan Rastir Bekelem, then I would have said that Beis Hillel is mater even on the Trisim of the Bayis, which are not being used as Chanuyos. And Lashon Rashi is Vehilkach Beis Hillel Afilu Betevis HaBayis Sharu L'Salik Dal Seisein Ula Hachzir. That even at the Tevis HaBayis, they were matir taking off the glosses and putting them back, even though it doesn't involve Simchas Yomtiv. So from that Lashon, it's Mashmah, says the Sharatzion, that Lamaskana, when we find out that the reason for Beis Hillel is not because Ein Binyan Stir Bekelem, but rather because of Simchas Yomtiv, then we only are Matir Shel Chanuyas, but Shel Batim it's Aser, both Lesalek and Lahachzir. So according to the way that we just explained Rashi, Alpi the Rosh Yosef, and the Zeruah, that Rashi understands that the Isra of Shel Batim is not because of Shema Yitka, rather because he holds that there is an Isra Midrabanan of Binyan Mestir Bekelem, that even though in Binyan Mestir Bekelem with Araisa, but Midrabanan there is an Isra, then that Isra would equally apply to taking off the glosses as it would apply to putting them back, because it's not Xer Shema Yitka, it's just an Isra of Binyan Mestir Bekelem, so both Binyan and Stir would be Aser. The third thing that is mutter soifa mishum tchilasan is putting back a bandage in the Beis HaMikdash. A kohen, when doing the avodah, has to make sure to take a bandage off his hand so that there shouldn't be a chatzitza between his hand and the avodah that he's doing. We are afraid that he's not going to take it off if we don't allow him to put the ratia back after he's finished the avodah. So we're matrim putting it back. The Gemara explains that the reason why Ula has to be mechadish, that this is the reason for the heter of Chazar Svartiyah B'Mikdash, is because without Ula, I would have said that the reason why you're allowed to put it back is because Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. So there's no Isser B'Chlal. It's not because of Soifa Mishum Tchilasa. And like the Gemara explains, that I would have said that even a Kohen Delab Bar Avoida is allowed to do it. Now, why indeed is there no heter of Ein Shavus B'Mikdash? You see, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, the only reason why it's mutter is Soif Mishum Tchilasan, and it's only mutter by a Kohen who's a Bar Avoida. Why is a Kohen who's not a Bar Avoida not allowed to put a Ratiyah? Why don't we say Ein Shavus B'Mikdash? Says the Rashba that not all Shavusin are mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. Like Tosfos says in Erevin, that there are certain Shavusin that there were Machmer even in the Beis HaMikdash. And it could be that the reason for this is, like the Lashon of Meiri, which is that Shavus, that's not Letzoyruch Gavoya, they weren't matir the Beis HaMikdash. They weren't matir something that's negeya, the person, the yachid. He has a bandage that he needs to put on his hand, but it doesn't mean that it's something that's tzoyruch gavoyah. It's not tzoyruch avoyah. The Ein Shavus B'Mikdash is legabe things that are negeya the avoyah. Now, if you take a look at the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzamachemed Aleph, you'll see a machloikes between the Rabbanan and Rab Nosson, legabe washing the floor of the Azara on Shabbos. According to Rab Nosson, it's aser, because Shavus she'ein atzrich alo yitiru. But according to the Rabbanan, it's mutter. So why over here are we not being matir or shvus she'ein etzricha? Something gets not negeya gavoya. So the Netziv says in the Meroy Me'sada that over there at least there is some sort of tzoruch mikdash. It may not be tzoruch avoida, but it is tzoruch mikdash. Over here, there's not even a tzoruch mikdash. Now the Marsha asks, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that ein shvus b'mikdash, and that's why it's mutter, so then why wouldn't we be matir even putting a retia l'chatchila? Well, we never find that you're allowed to put the retia l'chatchila, we only say that you're allowed to return it. And the Shaila is a kohen who's a bar avoida, a kohen is a la bar avoida. But if you're going to say that the reason is because ein shvus b'mikdash, then why wouldn't we be matir hanochas retia l'chatchila? He says v'yesh l'yashiv. He doesn't give an explanation, he just says that there is a yishuv. Maram Shif and the Tzlach explain that putting a retia l'chatchila may have a chshash mimareach, like Rashi in Dibra Maschil v'Chazaras says, and therefore they asserted even in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam in Perek Chof Aleph Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Chav Zayin. He says Menicha Ritiyah Al Gabi Amakel Chatchila BeMikdash She'ein Iser Shvus BeMikdash. And it's a pella, this Rambam, because our Gemara's maskana is that the reason why you're allowed to put the Ritiyah back on the Makkah is because Itir is Sof Mishum Tchilasin, and we don't allow you to put it on the Chatchila. Now the Magen Mishnah says that the correct nusach in the Rambam is Machzirin Ritiyah L'Chatchila BeMikdash. You're allowed to put it back, but it's still a pella. Because the Tam, says the Gemara, is because Sof Mishum Tchilasin and not because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. The Ar Sameach says that the Rambam holds that our sugi is going according to the Shita in Psachim that says that you're not allowed to wash the floor of the Azar in Shabbos, like Reb Nosin, who says Shvus She'ein Etzricha, they weren't Matir. But since the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach paskins that you're allowed to wash the floor of the Azar on Shabbos, because he passes like the Rabbana that even a Shvus She'ein Etzricha, it's not Tzarech Gavoya, they were Matir. Memela, he paskins over here that the Tam of Ain Shvus B'Mikdash, that even someone gets not Letzarech Avoida, someone gets not Letzarech Gavoya, you're allowed to do, and that's why you're allowed to be Masa de Ritiyah B'Mikdash. So he obviously doesn't hold the chilik between something gets not Letzarech Avoida but Tzarech Mikdash, like we explained earlier, and something that is a mere Tzarech Hedyot.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.